Thank you for taking my question. I have two questions. One that came up as you were speaking, and I was actually really, really glad to hear when you spoke about bringing everything from love, because that's something that I truly believe that I've always come from. And I'm an entrepreneur, and in business, I've found myself having to deviate from that to get results. If I've been wronged by somebody or had a bad debt collection, my reality has been that the firmer and more aggressive I get, the better my result typically is. So what would you say to that?
We would say that if you are, there is not a question that action does produce some results. And there, motivation is not a myth. In other words, you can accomplish some things by pointing out unwanted. We are just wanting to help you to feel the comparison between the leverage of alignment and the prodding of action. And we want to dramatize it by saying things like, mediocre life comes through action and motivation, while extraordinary life comes from alignment and allowing. So, and we feel it so strongly that we wanted almost to contradict the very words that you were saying by saying, we have never known any success that can come other than from love. And what we mean by that is we've never known any success, any real success. We think that the success that everyone seeks is alignment. We think that the success that everyone seeks is the freedom from resistance. And if you are not in the vibration of love, then there is resistance. In other words, there are contradictory vibrational frequencies, you see. So give us an example of what you mean. And
yeah,
let's.
I'd say the number one thing that comes up is I've owned a lot of small companies over the last 3 years and sold them. And every one of them has a chunk of outstanding debt. And so I vowed to myself that as of August of 2008, that would be completely cleared up. And in clearing that up, it means either securing the debt in some way so that one day it'll get paid to me, or actually collecting on it. But I wanted it completely wiped out of my out of my sphere of influence. I just didn't want to have to think about it. I want to move on, and I'd rather focus on the new profits than the old bad debts.
So the point that we want to make to you is that in your attention at collecting that debt, and in the subsequent, sometimes strong-arming that you have to do in the achievement of it, you have no idea what you're giving up in terms of your vibrational escrow during that process.
Right.
It's like collecting pennies when you could be receiving.
Well, I wish it was pennies.
Well, we know it's significant. We know that it feels significant. And we're not saying that there's something wrong with the effort at collecting it.
Right.
We just want you to understand that in your attention to something like debt, and in the negative emotion that you feel, let's say that someone owes this money and they're not paying it, and they think that they can get away with it, and it bothers you that they think they can get away with it, and they're trusting that you won't pursue in any legal regard. We're exaggerating slightly, but only slightly. And so as you then find yourself feeling the discord of having to deal with this because they should be doing something differently. What we want you to understand is that in all of that wrestling, you are putting more into your vibrational escrow. But as long as you are looking here, you cannot be a vibrational match to what's over here. We were talking with a man some years ago, and he had a company where he had a very large accounts receivable. And he was having a hard time collecting it. And he also had debt of his own. And if he could just collect his accounts receivable, if the people who owed him money would just pay the money he owed, then he would be out of debt. And he felt that his very sense of security was riding on them not keeping their word to him. And so he was trying to collect. He was writing letters. He was making himself sick over it. And we said to him, here is the letter that we would write. And he was all eager. He took out his notebook as we began to express the words for him to